Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about top time wasters. Do you know how much time you're spending on social media or watching TV? Where are you losing time at work? How many time wasters do you have in your life? Learn how to be more aware and stop wasting precious time as we continue our month focused on time management.
Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started.
Today's episode was inspired by clients, people who say to me, I don't have time to get organized and declutter. I don't have time to paint or write my book. I don't have time to go to the gym. Probably have the time, but you're choosing not to do something. And this is making you lose time in another area of life. So this is about where the rubber meets the road, folks. It's looking at your life and being like, okay, I am wasting time here. What can I do to course correct? I wanted to share some statistics. This was from Distractify and Epic-.com. Now, the Distractify, it's from 2015, Astounding Facts About How We Actually Spend Our Time. And then I also found some additional stats. Epic Dash shared a post, 30 mind-blowing facts about how we actually spend our time, and they looked like they had taken some from Distractify. So I pulled out some that I thought were really interesting and wanted to share. I wouldn't have guessed this. So here from those two sources are some statistics. This is the awareness part. I want you to think about yourself as I'm sharing these statistics. Is this true for you? What do you think your statistics would be? So in general, the average person watches TV for 9.1 years. 9.1 years. Two of those years are spent watching commercial. Thank goodness for on-demand TV, right? At least we've saved some time there. Women, 17 years of their lives trying to lose weight. I would say I probably sadly fit in that statistic. We spend 1.1 years cleaning. So if you've been on the fence about hiring a cleaner, that might give you some incentive. You drive a car for 4.3 years. I think I am above that because I lived in Los Angeles for 10 years. So I'm hoping I did not double that statistics. You work for 10.3 years if you work 40 hours between the ages of 20 and 65. I think I might have surpassed that. I don't know. I'd have to look at that. Maybe not. I was laid off one time for 9 months, so maybe this would be an accurate statistic. You spend 3 months of your life in traffic. That's very sad. At about 38 hours a year. Again, I don't want to think of what my statistic would be after Los Angeles. And that's one of the reasons in Raleigh, Durham, when we downsized, I drove to a client's yesterday, and I've worked with this client. We work on our office and do tune-ups and everything. And coming from North Raleigh, as opposed to Andrew, where I live, I kind of cracked up. It took me probably the same amount of time, but I remember one time I hit rush hour coming home working with her. I'm like, oh. And it definitely took less time from here, but I was able to take back roads. So the first half of it was took me about 40 minutes. So I didn't rush, about 40 minutes. And 20 of those minutes, I'm like, yeah, hardly seeing anyone. This is great. But it was pleasant. There wasn't any time that entire 40 minutes. And I left the house at 8:30 in the morning. So that's still kind of a trafficy hour. It was fantastic. No traffic at all. 70% of our waking life is in front of digital media. Ugh, that's scary. Women spend 8 years shopping. Now, I don't know if that wasn't specific of, like, for instance, I'm thinking, because I don't spend that much time clothes shopping, but I do grocery shopping. I'm the one that mainly runs that errands, but 8 years of my life. Women spend nearly 1 year deciding what to wear. I had to share that because that kind of made me chuckle. An office worker spends 5 years sitting at a desk. Now, that's an incentive to get one of the sit-stand desks. And I did a review of one on my site. But for health reasons, if you're sitting, think about that, sitting for 5 years at your desk. Oh, and another thing, I just read this the other day. Make sure you're squatting more, like that deep kind of your bum almost to the ground, like kind of in a V shape with your legs, because I learned that we don't squat enough. And for instance, in my client yesterday, I was telling her this and she said, you know, she's traveled all over Asia. And she said, yeah, she's like, that's the norm. And I said, well, that what it does is it's, I don't know what the fluid in between your joints, it stops processing if you don't use certain muscles. And that's how things can lose lubrication and potentially break. That's my little tip for the day. The average employee spends 2 years sitting in work meetings. Oh my gosh, I think I'm going to be less than that. Woohoo! That is a total advantage for being an entrepreneur. So if you've been thinking about that, that might be the stat you need to make the leap. Spend 90% of your time indoors, right? One of the reasons I talked about green cleaners last month is indoor pollution. If you're spending all this time indoors, what are you breathing? What do you think your statistics are? Did anything surprise you? Anything you'd want to change? For me, definitely watch less TV. I know that I watch probably more TV in 2019 than I typically did. I think the reason for that was, we had to do stuff. The good thing is when we move from here, we're not going to have to do anything, but we had to do stuff to the other house. That took up time, energy, downside. It was just very emotionally and mentally draining. As much as I was organized and as much as we decluttered, it took a lot out of me, more than I think something would. And so I definitely watched more TV than usual last year. So it's one of my things not to watch as much TV. And I think one of the things, my iPad, and I do everything on my iPad that serves as my phone because I rarely talk, I do so much video now, is they give me a weekly report. And so I'm really trying to get that down. The biggest challenge is I read on my iPad, like I don't watch the news anymore. And I'm trying to still read less, but it is a challenge. So those are my big things where I want less screen time. Like I want less time on social media. So here are the top 10 business time wasters. This was from Business Personal Coaching Top 10 Time Wasters. It was now defunct. I had found this and then I was like, oh, let me research and see. And this was, I felt like this was a good, decent list from doing some research. And it's a good starting point for you. You'll at least have 10 things that you can examine. Number one, lack of planning, prioritizing, and focus. Right? That makes total sense when you think about it. We've talked about those in different shapes and forms all throughout the podcast since I started, about taking the time to understand your priorities, what they are, plan it out, map it out, and then focus, right? We get distracted, we chat with our coworkers, we go to the water cooler. If we don't plan something, we don't map it out, and oh my gosh, it's due tomorrow. Number two, procrastination. Why are you procrastinating? I believe I did a podcast episode on that, so I would definitely check that out if you are a procrastinator. You think, oh, I'll put it off tomorrow, and I get that. As I do these, when I shoot these episodes, I shoot them in 1 week. So I don't, for instance, do 4 episodes in a day. I'll do like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so a lot on my mind is that's why I might repeat things during the month. And so working on this small claim thing, I'm like, And I procrastinated the first week. And I said, okay, break it down. I know you don't want to do this, but part of me super wants to do this. Part of me is just like, oh, this is sting. I just want this over. It's exhausting. So I'm like, okay, you have motivation. You can get some money. You are publicly calling someone out. Like, there are some motivating factors. So if you procrastinate, try to figure out why you're doing that and what steps you can take to move forward. Again, I did a podcast episode on that previously that goes into a lot more detail. I think I did. And if I didn't, I'll have to do one on that. Number three is interruptions. I completely get that. I mean, I remember someone wants to stop by and chat. Hey, did you watch the new episode last night? You want to go out to lunch? Where should we go? Like, constant interruptions throughout the day. I once, and this is why I always believe that clear your clutter and get organized. I had my last job that was just nuts. This woman, I'd never seen anything like it. Like, it was surprising to me they allowed it to happen. Just stacked. Office was a total mess. And she'd be like, oh, yeah, I know where it is. I'm like, okay, then you come and bring it to me. I don't have time to sit here for 20 minutes while you go through your stacks and do that. But it was one of those things, like, if you some needs from someone, like, there are always interruptions, you're focused on your work, then boom, taken away. Or like my last job where there was an emergency like every 5 seconds. Number four is lack of delegation. And I know I did do a podcast episode on that because it was about cauliflower rice, the handyman, and a comforter. Where are you lacking to delegate? You know, when I was with this lovely client yesterday, I'm like, you need a top-notch admin that you can delegate a lot of this stuff to, because you're mirrored over here in the unimportant stuff that's not allowing you to focus on the big picture. So lack of delegation. Now, again, some of you might not have that. You might be the admin, and so it is not an option for you, or there's someone that you can't delegate work to. So then that goes back to prioritizing and planning and making sure you're getting everything done. Number five, meetings. Yep. I believe that. I think you focus on no more than three things. You have a very clear agenda. You summarize it. You can say, I'll do a wrap. You can wrap it up, summarize it. You'll get an email with everything. But people just, oh yeah, we have to meet over that. Well, could it have been solved by email? Maybe. You know, maybe you do need a brainstorming session. But I think I actually once, when I was in my 20s, and I really like this boss. He was great, but I remember it's the only time in my life, and I'm very particular. Like, if there's a lot of noise, I can't sleep. I managed to sleep with my eyes just open enough for them to think that I was paying attention. The only time in my life I ever do that were work meeting. You need to be really clear. Do we really need to meet? Number six, crisis management and firefighting. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Again, life happens, work happens, these things arise. But if you've planned, you've prioritized and focused, then a lot of times that's not going to happen. And again, if it's crisis management, then you have to look at, well, who are the employees? Are they in the right job? Are they doing their job? Different things like that, where you're not going to have all these problems come up. Number seven says the telephone, email, and internet. I would probably also add social media to that list, because I see people, well, I need to be on social media. Like, I'll check and I think, aren't you at work? I mean, thank goodness social media didn't exist when I was at work. I'd probably be in trouble. But so telephone, surfing the net, and email. That's one of the top time wasters. Again, it's maybe playing phone tag, but you can do smart little tricks like, leave, you know, to leave your name, your callback number, you know, or when you have an answer, your voicemail, the pertinent information. You know, I know some people that change their voicemail daily depending on what's going on. And here's my email, here's my number. Please know that I check email twice a day during these times. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Number eight, not saying no. I know I've definitely done another podcast episode on that. But I get that, not saying no. Oh, hey, can you do this? Or hey, can you help out? So is a priority for me to raise money, or is a priority for me to lick envelope? again, like if someone else was making that call, but what can you say no to? Or where are you struggling to say no? Why? What boundaries can you put in place to say no to? I read this incredible story that this man, and he started it when he was a manager because he was hired by his brother-in-law and people were resentful. And so he started writing, he would send a birthday card and Christmas cards, and he sends thank you notes. And so he is now the CEO, and 9,800 Christmas cards go out, and he sends birthday cards to all his employees. And I was like, wow. And he says so when he's traveling, he travels with a bunch of stationery, and that's when he gets it done. If that's impressive, I'll tell you that. No, I'm not impressed easily. I'm impressed with that. And I know one thing I've done. When I see someone, you know, I'm at the age where my friend's parents are passing, and so I always write, I see it, a handwritten note when I can. And I can't tell you, every time I do that, someone reaches out to me, because I don't think that people do that anymore. And that's something he said yes to, but he talked about, he said, sure enough, people would come by and speak to him, and that resentment faded, and it has gone a long way in his company's culture. Although that was a little sidetrack about something he said yes to. But where can you say no?
Feel stuck, but have no clue what you need to do to move forward? Would you like to feel energized and excited every day? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Julie Caraccio supports you in finding the answers within and then taking action to make changes happen. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie can support you with life coaching.
Number 9, I love this one, lack of organization and untidiness. I shared earlier about how I'd walk into this colleague's office and there's stacks and stacks, and she's like, oh, I know where it is. But she had so disorganized and so much clutter, it would take her 10 to 20 minutes. So think about that. And she was in a position where she was a hub of information where people would have to come to her for certain items. If you're having to spend 10 to 20 minutes looking for something every single day, well, that's your day. That's your day for some people. So take the time to be organized and clear your clutter. When I was mapping out my entire year for us to do this and to continue to downsize, and as I've done it every year, office was the priority. That's the first thing we're going to organize. That's the first thing we're going to clear clutter to make it happen. And number 10, this is really important, not enough time off or time for yourself. At the end of 2019, Tony gets 6 personal days a year, and if you don't use them, you lose them. And so I think he took 3 in December. And I was like, honey, you've got to spread that out. Now vacation rolls over, which is good, but they're there for a reason. I used to take mental health days. I took at least 1 sick day a month. Now, sick had a broad definition in my book, but that's phenomenal to me that that is considered a top 10 time waster. But it makes sense if you think about it. If you're burned out, you're exhausted, you're not going to be as productive, and you are going to want that distraction. You're going to want those interruptions. So make sure that you're getting enough time and you're taking your vacation and you're taking your personal days. Now, from solveyourproblem.com, time management, 10 time wasting activities. This is where we waste the most personal time. Again, this is interesting, and then I did a little more research because there are a couple I'm going to end up, one that really cracked me up. But the first one is worry. And I thought, how true is that? How much time have you taken yourself out of the present moment and worried about what the future is bringing? Okay, I'm going to share this. Keeping it real, kids. So we're going to move. And so we're moving to my hometown. The plan as it stands is next year. And then I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to be able to find a house. You know, we definitely want, you know, the houses in my hometown are older. Like North Carolina constantly has building going on, has constant construction. Although what's interesting is there aren't a lot of ranches, meaning one floor and one store. And we love this. I mean, I'm going to cry when I have to leave this house because this is absolute perfect. I just love this house. I love Abundant Avenue. It's just all good stuff. And so I was like, oh my gosh, you're not even moved for a year. What are you doing? Why are you all the way out there in the future worrying about it? And I laughed because this was the third house that we looked at, and it was 333, and because I'm into numerology and all that good stuff. So I kind of was laughing because we looked at the first two and I was like, oh, we're never going to find anything. And then came and both absolutely fell in love with it. So where are you doing that? Where are you worrying? Don't, and what does my father always says it? I think he says, don't invite trouble. Where the attention goes, the energy flows. So don't focus on that. Think about how much time you're doing that. Number two, TV. I definitely was guilty of that last year and haven't stepped up my game a little bit this year. But think about that. And that one of the things that I'm trying to do is like, well, can I educate myself? If I'm watching TV, can I learn something? Can I understand a complex problem? Like, I want to learn. I watched and I thought, oh, I'm not going to like this. And ended up liking it. On Amazon Prime, they had with John Krasinski, I don't know how you say his name, a Jack Ryan series. And the second season focuses on Venezuela. And I thought, OMG, there's so much here. Again, it's TV, but you know, it's based and steeped in some factual stuff. And after watching that, it made me realize, like, you need to study and learn about Venezuela more, because you just need to do that. But I need to watch less TV. That's what I'm striving for. So think about, and again, just track it. How much time are you doing? If we don't track it, we don't know. And you think like, oh, you know, or limit yourself. Don't try to go cold turkey. Say, okay, I'm going to limit it to 2 hours every night, 2 hours on the weekend, whatever it is. Just take that step and start somewhere. Number three is video and computer games. I can't really talk to that much because I don't play video or computer games, but I know people who, Tony, there's a new thing coming out this year, and he said, I'll probably take a day off. I'm like, do whatever, you get work stressful. I want you to be happy. I mean, he plays video and computer games, but I also know for him, that's a way to relax and decompress. So that's number three. Number four is internet time. I get that. I mean, especially with Google, you can spend all the time surfing. And again, what you want to take from here is, where am I wasting time? And what is it taking me away from? Because if I'm hanging out, playing video games, watching TV, surfing the net, what could I be working on? Could I be hanging out with loved ones? Could I be snuggling with the cats? Could I be painting? What could I be doing? It's a trade-off. And that's what I want the awareness to come in. Where am I wasting time? And what am I not able to do? Because I'm focused on this other stuff. Now, this cracked me up. Number five, telephone chatter. So maybe we should change that to telephone and tech chatter. I have a couple friends, like especially Cody in LA, that I do phone time. I don't consider that chatter. I don't consider that a waste of time. To me, that's community and connecting. And I have a friend around here, and you know, we catch up every couple weeks and talk for an hour. Number six is traffic and commuting. Again, you know, that's why I left LA. There were several reasons I left LA, but traffic and commuting was a definite factor. And within the last 2 or 3 years, had them in LA, so I was used to them, but they have you stop. So you have two lanes before getting on the freeway, and they let the two cars go. The two behind them have to stop, and then the next. So for whatever reason, they've explained it helps with traffic flow. But I was like, traffic's just grown in this area. And that's something to think about it. If you know, a lot of people who live in high cost cities are relocating, and Raleigh is now can be added to this traffic and commuting. And we have less of that since we have downsized and moved just a little bit outside of Raleigh. And my husband works off hours. So think about, you know, what options could you have there? Number seven is hobbies. And again, you know, I kind of take issue with that. If it's, you love the pain and it's relaxing you, then to me, it's okay. So again, it's just about, are you using your hobby because you love to do something, or are you using your hobby because you don't want to open the bills and face your debt? So that awareness part. Number eight, daydreaming. I don't know. Like, I think we could, most of us need to daydream more to actually take to feel what it would be like to accomplish that. I don't know too many people that waste a ton of time daydreaming, but if that's you, again, examine it. What actions can you take to get you out of daydreaming into making things happen? Number 9, meetings. Again, there's a theme here. Do you have to have a family meeting about something, or can you answer some questions over email or do something like that? And then number 10, time wasters, is planning, which is really interesting that they have that, because if you plan well, it usually in the end saves you headache and time. But again, like if you were spending all this time planning and not doing, then planning becomes a time waster. So it's about paying attention and knowing yourself. Now, I would also add to this list social media, because I think that's the big time sucker for several people. And again, that's something I'm trying to get better with doing. And then I left. So as I was doing research, I'm like, oh, I have to share these because these are totally funny. When I was doing research, someone had reading junky books. Now, I don't know what is classified as a junky book. I was thinking like one of those romance books that, you know, that's what came to mind to me. So I don't want to offend anyone who reads romance novel, but reading junky books. So I guess you can interpret junky as however you like, and having affairs. Now that completely cracked me up. And I was like, well, why? And I said, well, I guess that if you have to drive somewhere and you're taking out of time for a rendezvous, but I just, that those are two items that would not have made it on my list and I would have never thought of, but giving you a little humor there. Why do you waste time? I've started to talk about that a little when sharing about the top time wasters. To avoid something, unwind, distract, procrastinate. What other healthy alternatives could you do? For example, if you want to unwind, how about reading more and less TV? I'm talking to you, pointing my finger at me. If you can become aware, then you can take actions to course correct. And again, don't judge yourself. Look at yourself as an archaeologist trying to find information that can support you in doing it. You know, there is a lot of times there could be. And these things, the bottom of that sphere, well, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid if you put something out there and it'll be criticized? And I'm already telling you, with all the keyboard warriors today, it probably will be. So it might get criticized a time or two, but it might make a huge difference in someone's life. We all have our gifts to share. This is why I do this podcast. I want you sharing your gifts with the world, because each and every one of you listening and watching has them. So become familiar. Okay, this is why I'm wasting time. What steps do I need to take to overcome a fear, to distract myself less? What is it that I need to do? And I guess I think of this more, again, reaching 50. Yep, I'm halfway through life. What do I want to do? Do I have, all right, like, chop, chop. Got to definitely contribute here. Now, on one hand, I look at, I'm a completely different person and I've done a lot of personal growth. Some people might consider that wasting time. I don't. I'm a better person because of that. To me, that's a contribution. To me, that's something really important. So become familiar where you're doing that and why. Take actions from today's podcast. Track your time and discover your time wasters. Understand why you waste time. Create new habits to stop wasting time at work. Plan to tackle personal time wasters. Implement healthy alternatives. Stop wasting time and start living your life. On our next episode, we're talking about decluttering your time. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.